Yeah, just a few words. Obviously, we will not be able to say all of the keynotes with the explanations. It would take more than one day. We're going to just have a selection, and these are in the translations that you have from the Art Scroll. Just a few words about kinos. Kinos, of course, means lamentations. And in fact, the name that Chazal give to the Megillah of Eicha, that Yirmiyahu wrote about the Churban, is the word kinos, which is exactly the English name for the book, Lamentations. It's a translation of Chazal. But very early in our history after the Churban, our Chachamim began to write other poems lamenting the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And these poems became incorporated in books of kinos that we recite. The most important thing to know about kinos is that kinos is actually 45 separate poems. I remember in the old kinos of my youth, it was just an unbroken sequence, so literally there was no way to manage it. It is 45 separate compositions, and the vast majority of the compositions were written by one great rabbi, Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, who was considered to be the greatest of the Paitanim, of those who composed religious poetry. Much of our extra prayers on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that are added to the Chazaras HaShatz, the Piyutim, are by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, and he wrote a vast majority of the kinos. When did Rabbi Elazar HaKalir live is very, very uncertain. Some say he was actually a Tana. He was the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Elazar Bar Rabbi Shimon. Others say he was later, in the 700s, the 800s, in other words, in the time of the Gaonim. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. What is unique about Rabbi Elazar HaKalir is that he interweaves in his very elaborate poetic structures many, many allusions to Midrashim, often in a single word, in a single phrase. There are Midrashim, Mamore Chazal, that the Bavli, the Yerushalmi, all from all sorts of sources. And even with an English translation, one would not necessarily understand the associations without looking at the Mefarshim and the like. Second aspect is that his Lashon, in many places, is very, very difficult. He sometimes created new words to express certain thoughts. In fact, the Ibn Ezra in Koheles has a critique of Rabbi Elazar HaKalir's Piyutim by showing that they were obscure and the like. But one of the other characteristics, a third characteristic of his piyut, is that he will take a phrase or a pasuk or the structure of Eicha, and he will interweave it with something like the Tochacha, as if to show that Eicha describes the destruction, the Tochacha describes the sins, and therefore there's kind of a going back and forth, that from the sins come the Churban and the like. Or he'll create dialogues between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, or between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Avos. All of these are based on Midrashim. So we will first start off with the very first of the Piyutim of the morning that sets the tone. This is number 6. We will say it. It basically is based on the structure of Eicha. Just again, a few words about the structure of Eicha. Eicha is Lamentations, but Eicha actually is the second version of Eicha. Yirmiyahu, who was the Navi who actually lived through the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, wrote a whole scroll warning that there would be a Churban if Bnei Israel does not do tshuva. And he brings this Megillah, he brings this scroll to King Jehoiakim, who was one of the last kings. Jehoiakim was a tremendously evil Russia. And in the book of Yirmiyahu, there's a scene that's described that Jehoiakim is sitting in his winter palace, and he is peeling a fruit, and Yirmiyahu comes with this Megillah, or actually Yirmiyahu's assistant comes with the Megillah, and Jehoiakim says, could I see that? And Jehoiakim takes the Megillah, which has the Shemos of Hashem, and as he's peeling the fruit, he is peeling away, he is cutting up the pieces of the parchment, and he is casually and callously simply throwing it into the fire. In other words, this is worse than simple antagonism. This is utter indifference to the Devar Hashem. And that was the first edition of Eicha. Yirmiyahu then rewrote the Megillah as the Churban was actually experienced. And Eicha is comprised of 5 prakim, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, Perek Dalit are single Aleph Beises. In other words, each pasuk begins with a letter of the Aleph Beis. The only difference is that in Perek Aleph, it's a straight Aleph Beis, Aleph through Tav. In Perek Beis and Dalet, there was one little change, that the letter Pei is before the letter Ayin. And Chazal have a drasha there, Hiktim Piv Liayin, that when the Jewish people rejected Hashem, they followed their mouth and they did not look at their eyes, meaning to say their eyes show them that only Hashem is true, but they followed their mouths by worshipping Avodah Zarah, Hiktim Pei Liayin. Perek Gimel Aveicha is unusual because it is three Aleph Beis. In other words, three verses of Aleph, three verses of Beis. And then Perek Hei Aveicha is not an Aleph Beis, but it also has 22 Pesukim. And that simply says, as if to say, that the idea of Aleph Beis is Hashem has afflicted us from A to Z. We have gone through the whole gamut. But the last Perek is without an Aleph Beis because it's as if to say, we are so confused, we are so lost, we are so overwhelmed by our tzaras that we can't even think in an orderly progression anymore. We're no longer linear. And we just say, Zachor Hashem Mahaya Lanu, remember Hashem, look at our suffering. And then we ask, of course, at the end, may Hashem inspire us to do tshuva, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilacha v'neshuva, Chadeshameinu kikadem. So just a word, just to give you an example, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the structure because you can spend, again, days on the structure. If you look at Kinavav, it starts, the first word of each stanza starts with the beginning of Perek Hek, but only starting from the sin, meaning this is only half of Akina. The sin is the equivalent to a samach. Now, then you'll notice the next line is samach, the next line is samach, the next line is samach, because the way that works is you start off with a pasuk in Perek Hei, then you have the samach of Perek Dalet, then you have the three samachs of Perek Gimel, and then you have the samach of Perek Beis, and it ends with the samach of Perek Aleph. So basically, he takes each letter and he tries to correspond it with the word of Eicha, the word of Eicha corresponding to that letter. And he does that with every letter from samach to the end of the Aleph Beis. As I say, the letters from Aleph to Nun were part of an earlier kina that used to be recited during the Chazaras Hashatz of Shachris. It's now become largely discontinued, so essentially we are dealing only with the second part of the kina. And it begins with the word shavas, and this is the pasuk in the fifth perek, shavas mesos libeinu, the joy of our heart has stopped. And the way you should really translate shavas, it's not always expressed in every translation, is put an exclamation, shavas, things have just stopped. There was a joy in the Kirvas Elokim. There was a joy in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a feeling of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one day, it just stopped. And our lives are never going to be the same until that Geula comes. And Shavas is that sudden cessation of joy, as the Pasuk says, Shavas Mesos Libeinu. And you really have to put an exclamation after that word. Shavas is that sudden stopping. And then the Paitan goes through the idea of the humiliation, the shame, the pain, the degradation, the betrayal of our enemies and even of our friends, people who thought we thought were our friends. For example, it's going to mention that by the river of Pras, the Euphrates River, which is on the way from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, our pious people, Nuptzu, were smashed. And again, this refers to a Medrash that says, as the Jewish people were thirsty, they drank from the waters of the Euphrates, which were very sharp and acidic. And because of their weakened condition, their stomachs literally burst, and they died. And it mentions that our Arabian friends offered us bags, which they said was water, and really it was hot air, and that had the same type of effect. So much as what is discussed here is a betrayal. And again, it's a mida keneged mida. We betrayed our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as a result, those who we look to for friendship and support also betrayed us as well. And it ends that we wait for the prophecy of Ben Berechia. And Ben Berechia is Zechariah. Zechariah, again, he ben Brechia fits the rhyme here. And Zechariah's nevuah was, there will come a time in which the young men and the young women shall be in Yerushalayim, and there shall be Simcha and Sasain. And it's very interesting that Rabbi Elazar HaKalir is referring specifically to Zechariah, because this is a well-known, famous Gemara in Maseches Makos, that after the Chorban, was even after the Bar Kokhba revolt, Rabbi Akiva is walking with the Chachamim near the Harabayas, and they see Shualim, they see foxes running through the place of the Holy of Holies, and the Chachamim were crying, Rabbi Akiva was laughing, and when they asked Rabbi Akiva, why are you laughing, he says, why are you crying, and their response was, we're crying because the Pasuk says in Eicha, Al Har Tzion Sheshamim, on the Mount Zion that is desolate, Shualim Hilchubo, the foxes are running, we see it with our own eyes, we see devastation, we see Chorban. And Rabbi Akiva laughs, because Rabbi Akiva says, the fact that I see the prophecies of Chorban were fulfilled shows me that I know the prophecies of Geula were fulfilled, and he specifically mentions the Nevuos of Zechariah. Rabbi Elazar HaKalir brings this reference to the Nevuos of Ben Barachia, Zechariah Ben Barachia, to remind us of the fact that out of the very devastation of destruction comes the proof that God's redemption is going to come, because if the destruction is literal and not figurative, it's not a metaphor, the destruction we lived through and we're living through, then by definition the Geula will be the same way. So we will just say Kina 6 together. Shava surimani shimuni yaichrai sechi umaos hesimuni biadrei chavei.